Last time we talked was August 17th, which I think was Wednesday.
That's a week ago.
Wednesday. A week ago Wednesday.
Let's go to Hebrews 11. We've been talking about the exchanging of gods. That's what we spent the last month or so on. And now we're going to talk about, well, it was always about the battlefield, but now it's about the real battlefield. And it's, for us, it's the definition, and probably has been always, it's the definition of what faith is. And so we always, at some time or another, we put our own definition of faith into our lives. And we always do that for really good reasons. But let's, Hebrews 11. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now that's a an interesting definition. But if we can't ever see faith, the evidence of, and we really, let's go to, in the same line, let's go to Romans 8. We're going to come back there, so you've got a bookmark.
I was telling them the page number.
This one, we'll start. Let's start in verse 10. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, or bring to life, your bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. Now remember, mortify is always means consider dead, or see as dead. But what we do, well, let's go on. In verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons or children of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit heareth, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be, that we may be glorified together. And this next verse is like my life verse as a believer. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. It's funny, that scripture. I had a pretty good day yesterday, except by the end of the day, but when I was supposed to teach Bible study last night, it was gone again. And this scripture came to mind again. It seems like it, not every time, but always, that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. And anyway, let's just throw away. For the earnest, or down payment, if you will, expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only so, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit. Given we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. Now, many translations have that as we are saved by faith, but faith that is seen is not faith. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? So, in Hebrews, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And here again, it's repeating of that same idea. Well, how do we know we have faith then? If it's not seen,
seen with different eyes, you know, these eyes do a certain type of seeing, but eyes of faith see God that these eyes don't see God. I think there are two different scenes going on here.
Well, I've never heard or seen that in the scriptures, but it might be there.
Yeah.
But the idea, I know what I did. All the time in those early years that I was thinking up things to do, I was sure it was faith. I was convinced that I was living by faith, but I was still using my mind thinking up things to do, then putting God's name on it. Until finally I began to understand that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And the idea that we have the church at large thinks up all kinds of crap and says it's faith. You have a whole success theology in the world that they thought up a definition of faith. It's how much money you get. My definition of faith was doing stuff for God. But it was all from my mind, just as the prosperity gospel is all from the mind, but with probably the mind of hell. But at some point, it just blew me away that it was my mind that had conned me into believing that I could still use my mind and call it faith. Now, this is the most controversial thing you can say or hear, because we all try to put the name of faith or faith on things that we are doing. But we're deceived if we do. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, one of the scriptures that I read all the time, or I don't have to read it anymore, but is Psalm 23. And it has this incredible saying in it: "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." If the Lord is your shepherd, you will never want anything. Because if you want and you put that, you just put God's name on it and call it faith when you go try to get it. So what is faith then? What is this thing called faith? Do we really know? Or have we been tricked by the evil one to call things that you think up faith? Again, as you know, over the last few months, I read every one of the ancient texts that from Barnabas on to Eusebius, anyway, on and on. And this was during the time of the incredible persecution of the church. And each one of these people, all they would have had to do is say what the Jews did a long time ago, when they say that we want our own religion and we promise to pray for the emperor, to our God. And then that got them away from persecution. But Christians, who the Jews, the Romans thought were just a sect of Christianity, of Judaism, initially were in that same boat. But then after the fire in AD 64, and they saw the Christians throwing their goods on the fire, Rome government accused the Christians of starting a fire. It burned up a great deal of Rome. And so, from then on, all they would have had to say, if you think up something that, you do, or we're going to do this, or it's just something your mind thought up, but they didn't. They lived. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And they were crucified, put through the most horrid deaths, martyrdom, that we've ever, probably even more, they outdid the ISIS and their cruelty. And all they would have had to do is say, well, your faith is going to help you, the government or the whoever. No, it's not. Your faith is going to make sure you're dead. That's why they were killed. Faith is from the other side. It's something that invades us that we had no idea even existed before. And when it invades you, but it can invade you if you're there. When it invades you, it's not just a label you put on, it's a life that is altered, is it changed, it's exchanged, is the whole point. Your life is gone. Only his life is remaining.
Your life is gone or going.
What?
Because I said your life is gone or going. Because I agree. Faith is from the other side, meaning faith is nothing more to me than God's sustenance.
Than God's what?
Sustenance. He's, you know, there's somewhere in the Bible that it says not our faith, but Christ's faith in us, right? Well, then what is Christ's faith? It's all God. God is calling whoever, you know, God is calling. And those that he know that are his, he sustains them. Because when I first, God has been calling all my life. But when I first accepted that calling mindfully, that I saw things that I had never seen before, and I said, this is what I want. From there to now, it's been a journey of me, and a journey of, you know, but his faithfulness, he's there. He sustained me through the stupidity of my mind.
Yeah, but he's doing all that towards the end that you would come to faith alone.
Correct, but then what is faith alone but...
That's faith.
It's
faith
his
alone.
Provision. I mean, he.
I agree. I'm not saying that it's automatic. I'm saying that this is the end result. This is sanctification.
Right.
Is when there is no longer, when you're no longer calling things you think up faith. It's in a total and complete abandonment of self, and in that abandonment, that's what the Holy Spirit is doing. Because every place and every particle of our life that isn't by faith is by sight or is by mind, if you will. And slowly but surely, he is, in his both wisdom and, how can I say it, his mercy, he doesn't, unless you're, anyway. He's constantly pushing us towards the place of sanctification, which is faith alone. No, and don't, we're no longer calling things our mind thinks up as faith. And that's the journey. That's the journey we're all on. Now, for some, it's instantaneous. For others, it's a struggle.
Yes.
And for some, it's just, it goes on forever and ever, but it, the point of it is, you cannot ever think that you've arrived. If you think you've arrived, then it's a sure bet that you haven't. Because we to live by faith alone, it's an impossibility by our, when we think about it. In fact, the fact that we've been invaded, that this vessel has been invaded from the other side that has now nothing to do with anything in this world.
Yeah.
Now, that's too absurd to even believe in.
That's Hollywood. It puts that it's unbelievable, but in Christ, in God, it's real.
Well, I know, but I'm saying it's we live in a society of the modern church, which accepts and even promotes the idea that your mind becomes sanctified. And so you think up all this crap and you say it's faith. It isn't faith. It's faith in when there is when the only way faith exerts itself is because you have nothing to do the next second, the next issue. It's always he is doing something and you are at rest. That's why we labor to enter the rest. But we can't say that we are doing something by faith. All we can be is at rest. The by faith acts is always Christ that's doing it. But all I'm saying is that we're not going to make it today, but it's this whole, that's why the Greeks require, the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. Both are wrong. And again, this idea that we have been invaded, and this idea that the abandonment, the total abandonment of self, is the end result. And that's what's called sanctification. When you no longer enter the picture, even when you're talking about it. Does anybody understand me, or am I just... But the problem with all of us is the moment we think we've arrived, then we can be sure we haven't. And so that's the warning, if you will, for right now. We'll go on far more in the next few days. But anyhow, any response other than what we've had?
Yeah, I don't feel like I've ever come close to arriving. I'm sounding like the contrary. I feel like I rebelled as much as I repent. So, me, I think I've ever, that I've arrived.
Can we say he has arrived?
Yeah.
But he's only revealed in the vessel.
Yeah, has he arrived?
Yeah. I believe that is the true part.
Again, his humility is so great. And nobody believes this, that he will not occupy where you are. That's why the abandonment of self was the first thing he said to the disciples. That's why so few follow him.
I have a way that I see this, and I believe it's correct, in that faith is the same. Faith is Jesus Christ, the person. And that faith that is living in you by spirit is that substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And his life that we experience by his spirit is the confirmation that he has arrived, I guess I can put that together.
Well,
and in our rest and abandonment, it's true. If we come up with our ideas and say, well, now that this has happened, I can use it for my betterment in the world, then you turn and you'll get tried and tested out of that.
But it eventually comes to the point where even having an idea of what's going to happen next, or a goal of what you think you should do, that means you've stepped back into the picture. His is always the abandonment of self, so that the pipeline between he and the Father is clear. Now, again, we put the name of faith on stuff we think up, and we say it's Jesus that thought it up. No. It's your abandonment. He lives, but he doesn't have anything to do with the future, and he doesn't have anything to do with the world. He has nothing for the world system.
Does he think?
Hmm?
Does he think?
No, he acts.
So he's only a responder.
He responds to the Father. He only does, he does nothing of himself. Take a big time.
Oh, you want me to do the dishes?
No. But thank you. I haven't done anything where effort expended is result seen, so I must do the dishes so I can see that I do. I'm doing something.
Kevin asked me to suggest that at least a little bit of a breakfast taco would help stimulate with more protein, would help stimulate your appetite. That's Kevin's idea. So I told him I would relay that to you. He asked me. There are still a number of tacos in the fridge there.
No. I do need something from you.
Sometime today,
I need to go to the material store.
Would it be best if we did it in the morning, or maybe from your standpoint, should take me to the store if it's best in the morning, or does it matter?
Best is fine, yeah, best in the morning. I would probably get a haircut this afternoon, so.
One of you needs to be in the office.
Well, isn't he going to be in the office?
He could be in the office.
Huh?
Yeah.
Jeff could be in the office.
Okay, and I think...
Jeff, do you know how to answer
that? I know what you're saying. Do you have
I can teach you.
Do you have an instruction?
Proper answering style.
Yeah, 5 quarters.
Great. What do you think?
Listen, I need to ask your forgiveness for a lot of your
ways.
No, I decided not to tell my mom. I'm going to bring her here and maybe.
About the
police and about the animals at your house. I just couldn't bring myself.
Can you?
Because she's got to come here.
Oh, she's going to go nuts, but she.
Well, you can maybe take care of it by then. Still have a few days.
Yeah, still have a few days, and yesterday I was there. I didn't get any fleas on.
Well, but you've got to get rid of the cats.
Well, of course, that's my first priority this morning.
Yeah, how are you going to do that?
I'm going to try to build a one-way door and put it on that little chunk where they removed the brick. And I don't know how I'm going to do that yet, but I'm going to ask Gary to help me figure out something.
Yes.
But aren't there kittens in there?
The kittens are large enough.
Oh, they are? They got to go?
They were out running around.
Oh, okay.
So,
what color are they?
They're the same color as that mostly gray with a streak of black. Cat hangs around Lipsius back porch. That's why I recognized the mother, because they were out running around that particular cat. And if so, Sue's falling down on the job on neutering its mane.
Well, I'll order 6 days.
Or maybe she thought it was neutered or whatever.
Does she know about the kittens?
Yeah.
No, the gray one that had this looked like black stripes on it.
That
got attacked by a dog.
Okay, there is a grayish one that has some white, I think, and some gray. These kittens look very similar.
Well, the only two that are left that got spayed and neutered were the all black cat that's sort of the leader, and then the little cute one with. Right, way on her legs and way. But both of those were neutered.
That's the one that looks like the mother.
That has gray and white? Well, I know for a fact that that cat was neutered.
Well, then maybe the neutering wasn't done properly. The kittens were hanging around that cat in the driveway last night.
Okay, I don't know, but I'm just saying, I know.
They just have made friends, and the mother still lives.